Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
White drives inside, leads it, backs it home. Derek White already with 7 points.
He's playing, make you want to have another kid, doesn't it? A guy that has not scored a point in this game has played at an elite level. Al Horford.
Here's Caleb Martin, blocked by Horford. That's the fourth block of the game for Al Horford. Age is just a number.
If you know basketball, if you know what it takes to win, you can't help but to love Al Horford.
Tatum gets inside, spins, falling away. Off the glass, it's good. The Celtics just keep taking it to the Heat here in game four. This is an annihilation. What once was a 32-point lead. Tatum lines up the three and nails it. 31 for Tatum. Another big bounce-back game. And now one last standing ovation from the Celtic fans. This final score not indicative of just how dominant a performance this game was. Boston steamrolls Miami. But as much as we talk about Boston's resiliency, we've seen the same thing from Miami. Now we'll wait to see how they respond, how they bounce back.
Obviously, you back is a big difference, but why were you guys able to get off to that start that you did tonight?
Honestly, because we lost last game. We shouldn't have to get punched in the mouth to respond.
We have a prideful team, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and as well as individuals. And they heard some of the things that were said and took pride in those matchups.
Excellent, excellent night if you're a Celtics fan at the Garden last night. Blowout win, game four, series tied 2-2. Merlone for you and Mego hanging out. Lou in Vegas firing away at some roulette table or some blackjack table.
What do you call it? Red boarding?
As we speak, red boarding. Yeah, when you tell everyone you want to bet, but you don't really give the bet.
I just want Ryan to afterwards. Know that, just for the record, Mego, Ryan and I have looked up the schedule for the ferry out to Martha's Vineyard. We have a bunch of opportunities. To go in July if you want. We'll do like a day trip because obviously, you know, you should be rewarded for thinking outside the box.
Of course.
Okay? Like some of these other lemmings who just kind of
go with
the flow.
Galaxy brain.
Yeah,
you
and I.
That's what it is.
How about like
Galaxy
Mike?
Brain.
Can we go to Mike in New Hampshire
you
real
know
quick?
What? Yeah, Mike, we go to Mike. It's your show. Mike in New Hampshire. Go ahead, pal.
Christian, you are 100% correct.
Where's the horn? There it is. Martha's Vineyard. Hey, Mike, you get to go to Martha's Vineyard, too. We're all going to, you know who's not going to Martha's Vineyard?
Who's
that? Going, Mike.
No, I'm not going.
Tyler.
The people go to bed after the first quarter. No way. The team is such a Jekyll and Hyde. You have Miami that was so bad in shooting the ball. They didn't play great D in the first quarter. They played good D later on, but not in the first quarter. Miami was terrible shooting the ball. Have you other two ever played sports, or are you just a bunch of homers?
Well, that's a rough take. So
wow.
It's because someone played sports, Mike, you just kissed their ass? Is that what you do?
Mego
like
played
athletes
sports?
Play? That's
what I played basketball. I'm an old putz now. I played basketball for 40 years. I understand enough of it.
Okay, so you don't think the first quarter of the Celtics defense had anything to do with the Heat struggles offensively?
Not nearly as much as the poor shooting by the Heat.
Okay, again, not the question. I respect the ability to deflect off of that, and thank you for the call, Mike, because you agree with Christian Fourier.
Well, see, I agree that their defense did have was fantastic. Their defense was great.
Wasn't it I think we thought they'd bounce back, but I was questioning, was their first quarter going to be as flat as game three? Like, could they come out and turn it on? And Mego, I thought they did. I thought from the beginning, Jaylen Brown stunk offensively. We'll get to him. But Jason Tatum went to the basket on offense, and Al Horford, they made a big point of saying how great Horford was on Bam Adebayo, who was so important for the Heat in game three. He did nothing in the first quarter last night.
No. And
Al was excellent.
Nobody
on him.
Did.
That's true.
But it's the difference of having Al and Rob out there together. I think that them two out there together, which unfortunately has been a rarity in both of these series because of one or the other being out for COVID protocol or managing whatever is going on with Rob Williams' knees. But having both of them out there in the paint, it made it so difficult for this team. That's why they were jacking all the threes, because they didn't want to try to drive and get, you know, completely muscled out under the rim. I mean, when you say like, oh, the defense had no effect on that, they were settling for some janky shots because it wasn't there anywhere else on the floor. And the other side of that is Al and Rob, but particularly Al, were absolutely ridiculous on the boards in that first quarter. I mean, it was like possession after possession. Every janky shot or even good shot that Miami missed was an automatic turnover because they were like cat-like reflexes. They were just the ball bang. Like, it's like in watching the Michael Jordan documentary when, what's his face?
Rodman.
Yeah, Rodman starts. He's like talking about how he follows the path of
how
the rebounds. That's what it looked like on every possession. I mean, they had, I got to look at my notes. So Al Horford had 11 defensive rebounds the whole game. That's dominant. He had 6 rebounds in the first quarter.
Yep.
Like, that kind of stuff is game changing. And that's why I think, like, Christian, I understand a little bit what your take is, because they shot 9 for 22 in the first quarter. And that's not like so impressive. You're not watching it like it's the Golden State Warriors with Clay and Steph like draining threes. It's not like this feels like a historic performance. But when you look at all the other stuff that they do when they're not shooting well, to me, in a way, that's more impressive, because you find these other ways to win when the easy thing isn't falling.
And you mentioned the rebounds. Every 50-50 ball went their way. Like, that, the hustle was, and again, we've seen this. This is their trait. When their back's against the wall, they're able to perform like that. The question is, and this is where Fourier is onto something, and he was onto it yesterday, I give him credit. Like, can they do it now the series is tied 2-2? You heard Robert Williams in that great rejoin talk about when our back's up against the wall, we're able to respond. Here was Jason Tatum after the game last night talking about a similar sort of theme heading into Game 5.
Obviously, it's 2-2, so it's kind of like a new series, best of three. And I think just having a conversation that, you know, I think human nature plays a part in when you win a game, you can relax a little bit. But, you know, obviously when we lose a game, we feel like the next game is do or die. And then we come out and play how we did and things like that. And I think we have to have that mindset going into Game 5 that, you know, it is a must-win game, you know, because tonight was essentially something like that. And, you know, everybody knew it. We could all feel it. And I think that showed in the way we came out.
So how do they translate that attitude now to having that sort of approach in Game 5? Because that's where Christian's right. They only do this when they've lost games. Going back to the beginning of the year, they've only lost one game after one back-to-back loss situation, and that came in that weird game in Toronto where they could only have a certain amount of guys healthy. Every other game, they're 11-0 in games where they've lost. The next game, they win 11 times out of 11 with an average margin of victory of 18 points. How do they replicate that for tomorrow night's Game 5?
Well, and that was the question we asked against the Bucks, but then you're in a Game 7. There's no choice. You have your back against the wall. Like, it can't be these outside pressure situations. You have to find a way as a team within to have the mental discipline to say, like, we're going to take it early and we're not going to give it back to them ever. They haven't been able to do that for the most part. We saw them do it against the Nets, but I think that was just not... I'm sorry, the Nets were not a real team.
They were kind of quitting from the beginning of the
year. Exactly. And they didn't play together for so much of the year, those stars. Like, it just wasn't the same level of competition through a regular series in the playoffs, where when you get to the fourth game, you get to the fifth game, you know the matchups that you're looking to exploit. You've essentially scouted every inch of the other team, and that's where we're at these series. And I just wonder if they're willing to keep doing the very little annoying, not glamorous things that will keep them in these games if it's not a Game 7 or a must-win Game 6.
See,
go ahead.
Real quick. This is their sweet spot. Best of three, 2 of 3 on the road, challenges at every turn. You've already pissed them off again, so you know they're going to want to punch you in the face. This is where they thrive. Okay, so they've allowed themselves to get behind the 8 ball. They've overcome. You know, they tie it up, they get behind. They tie it up, now they tied it up again. And now it's like, okay, pass, serve, volley, okay. Now it's up to the Heat to kind of answer. But there's only 3 games left. So to me, I think this serves the Celtics and their mentality of just how they approach the game. You heard Tatum. You heard Rob Williams. hell, you know, listen, maybe it's human nature. You know, we just relax a little bit because we have some breathing room. We feel like we've done enough, and we have four more games left. We have all these opportunities to screw up, so we'll make up for it in the next game.
Be caller number 9 right now on this 2 for Tuesday. It's 617-931-0937. That's the contest line. Going to score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Orioles May 27th, including a parking pass at the Prudential Center Garage. Driving to the game, park at the Prudential Center Garage, where parking is just $20 for the games, or take the T wherever you go. It's time to take the T. Be caller number 9 right now. Contest line, not the call-in line. 617-931-0937. 617-931-0937. A chance to win every hour here. Red Sox tickets on a 2 for Tuesday. WEEI. Here's a nerdy reason for Celtics success last night. You ready?
Yep.
Mike Prada, staff editor for the NBA. The Celtics employed a new offense strategy last night.
Oh, I heard about this.
New offensive strategy to help their space. Crucial change.
Spatial alignment.
Miami's defensive strategy, zone or no zone, is designed to conceal a soft underbelly of the rim. Even Bam Adebayo's defensive value stems from his...
I have some shirts that do that.
Defensibility.
Spanks.
Mac Jones. Wear one of those shirts. They protect the hoop by flooding the free throw line extended, then use their speed to fly out at shooters. Boston played into the Heat's hands in Game 3, but in Game 4... they made a point to keep a big man on the baseline, the dunker spot, in basketball parlance. Of course, we all know that. Mm. Not only does that allow them to snag offensive boards or misses, it pinned Miami's back line under the hoop on their perimeter drives. Now Jalen and Jason are no longer, quote, playing in a crowd, end quote. Did anyone else notice that, or is this a Mike Prada special? I didn't notice Robert Williams doing this
last
night.
I mean, that's some high-level basketball analysis right there. That's that more in Tyler's wheelhouse. I'm sure Tyler kind of understands exactly what they're talking about.
Tyler's talking to our winners.
Well,
right now.
They can space differently when Al is out there, too. So I don't think it's like something completely new that they haven't done before. But it's strange because the size differential between these two teams is so massive. I don't know why you wouldn't exploit that more. You know, like if you can get, they essentially like their big guy besides Bam, who is a little bit trick or treat so far in this series, is,
Dwayne,
it's not
Deadman.
It's not Lowry. Like Lowry has some size, but not the kind that you want. He's got the old
Mac Jones size.
Right.
He has. Yeah. Kelly and Ambrose want to talk about Robert Williams and his impact last night at 617-779-7937. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm loving this combo of you guys. Mego, real quick, just a heads up. I'm from DMV as well. They don't have Filene's basement around here. I know the other day you did the bottom of the barrel Filene's basement type of pick or something like that. Just a heads up. People will not know what you were talking about. But I want to talk about Big Rob real quick. Honestly, you know, we can talk about all the different this and that. Miami missed some shots and whatever. Obviously, they missed a lot of shots. But the reason that they had to take those shots was because Big Rob was in the middle. They couldn't get in there. I don't know about that high-level basketball analysis I just heard, but I know this. Big Rob is really, really big. And honestly, this kind of felt like being on the other end of that Brooke Lopez situation when it was like every single time the ball comes off, you know he's just going to grab it. There were times where they would get offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound. You're going to win when you get every rebound like that. So I don't know if I agree with Christian that they should have played him more because that's probably more of a medical thing, but I will say this. When Big Rob is in there, the Celtics are unbeatable.
He raises a good point there.
What, the Filene's basement?
No, didn't they used to have them in Boston?
No idea what he's talking
about.
All the
time
around. Used to have them.
He's saying they're not in DMV. Like he said, you referenced something that's not in where you're from. I don't know why that matters.
I don't think I'm broadcasting to Maryland that much.
But I mean, Filene's basement, Leachmere, Bradley's, TJ Melly, grew up on that stuff around here. I don't know what he's talking about. But go ahead. Yes.
Right. Regardless.
Yes.
Al and Rob combined for 22 rebounds last night. I mean, like that. These are the kind of when you can have the two of them out there against this little Miami Heat, have them running around and trying to find shots on the outside. I mean, that's essentially what the Bucks. He raises a good point with Brooke Lopez tried to do to you at times. Now, then you end up leaving Grant Williams in the corner office. Like if somebody comes alive like that for the Heat, you certainly can't do that. But again, this Celtics team is a little more versatile if they're healthy than even that Giannis team was.
And I've spent a lot of time questioning Robert Williams and his health and his toughness. I'll give him credit. Like, clearly last night, Christian, he wasn't healthy, like 100%. He had that lob dunk early. He came down it awkwardly and then limped up the court, but stayed in the game, still kept battling, rebounding, blocking shots. And I had this question about him. Is he willing to play through pain? I think it was clear last night watching him. That dude is still feeling in his knee, but it's not structural. And he played through it last night. And if he can do that for 20, 25 minutes a game, that's all they need to get to the NBA Finals.
They need him. They need him. Yep. They need him. They need him like now. And they need to, you know, close this series out in a hurry so he can have some extra time off. Is anyone else as nervous as I am that he won't play tomorrow night? I feel like this is the thing we're doing.
This is his new pattern.
It's like one on, one off, one on. Okay, you really need me? Okay, I'll give you one.
Well,
like,
especially because he had his knee all wrapped up and everything at the end last night. Did you think it was, so he played 18 and a half minutes last night. Did you think it was odd when he started limping that he stayed in the game or that that Udoka kept him in the game? Because I got a little like, why is he still in there?
So he had the one hand lob.
Yep.
He came down on it awkwardly, looked down at it.
Right.
Jogged up and he was limping. And I thought, that's it. He's done.
And didn't he played a bunch more minutes after that.
Isn't that him saying, I can play through it?
Like, I think that's a good sign.
I thought it was a good sign, too.
Is that Udoka being like, let's see if he can play through it? I don't know. I like that.
Like,
I'm always, kid,
get out there and play through it.
But there are guys that, I do believe that there are guys that aren't willing to find out. They don't want to find out if they can do it. So sometimes it takes a coach to be a real jerk and to be like insensitive, you know, to your like your personal feelings about your injury to kind of just like almost crash through that wall and know that you're not going to die and it's structural and you'll be fine.
Well, particularly when you do play, you play really well and you're very effective. It's not like they put you out there, you tell coach behind the scenes like, hey, it doesn't really feel good. It feels weak. I don't trust it. It hurts. Like I feel like I can't move like I usually do. And then you go out there and you're great and you make a huge impact on a game that then you're blowing the other team out of the water. Like, it's hard for the coach to be like, yeah, you really look like you don't, like you're not yourself out there, you know?
He talked about it. To his credit, he answered the questions about his knee. Here is Robert Williams after the Celtics win last night.
Knee feel great. You know, feels good. Obviously, just take on it tomorrow. You know, see how it's feeling recovery-wise. Swelling a little bit, you know, stiffening up on me a little. Taking it day by day, you know, spending a lot of time with the trainers, obviously. Throwing a lot of scenarios at it, you know, see how it's fun.
Which guy are you guys more worried about right now? If the health issues going forward, Marcus Smart, who didn't play last night and the Celtics rolled, or Robert Williams, who did play and the Celtics rolled.
In these playoffs or for life?
Just the playoffs.
Yeah, just let's focus on the next month.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a
totally different answer. So go ahead.
Oh, Smart. I'm much more worried about Smart because that ankle injury, he's really tough. And I think that, I mean, who knows what happened in that tunnel when he went back there to the training room and he came back out and felt like he had to be in that game probably for a lot of pride reasons for himself and for the team. But like that ankle folded in half, like it looked really, really bad as somebody who's rolled and sprained ankles a lot. Like,
oh, make it about you.
Yep. It's pretty
there it is.
Hard. That's,
must be typical the show
athlete,
theme.
Typical professional athlete. Yeah, whatever.
There you
it's
go.
Just a tough injury. It's not, it's, it's the kind of injury, you. Like,
why?
That's hard to tough your way through.
Oh, it's Smart. He's shaking up. Oh, Smart holding his right leg and screaming in pain.
Oh, also, probably not
is that
a great
Gordon
sign.
Hayward or Marcus
no.
Smart?
Oh, come on. He was really hurt. Let's not play that game.
Can I jump in real quick?
Did you see that he apparently didn't show up to the Garden until like a half hour before the game last night? Didn't even test it. Didn't get treated. Like, that's a sign to me.
He knows.
He's not even close to playing. I wouldn't be surprised he didn't play in game five. So I'm much more concerned about Marcus Smart than Robert Williams.
See, I'm Robert Williams because I think there's a – I think I know what – Marcus Smart's issue is he rolled his ankle. There's, depending on the severity of it, there's a timeline and how you can accelerate it depending on what type of resources you have. But with Rob Williams, I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't think that he is somebody that I can say, hey, I'll see you tomorrow morning, and then he's going to come down feeling just as good as he did when he went to bed. Like, something will happen, and he'll be like, well, you know, I slipped in the bathroom, and I kind of tweaked it. Like, he worries me.
So last night was a good sign, though, right? That he played through a little adverse. Yes.
Do you want to keep him in, like, a hyperbolic chamber,
like,
and then they just remove him for games?
I feel like they should.
They Austin Powers him. They freeze him between games and then defrost him.
What are those things people wear on their legs now? Like, you see them on Instagram sometimes, like, they're trying to sell me these. They're huge, thick things people wear in the, ran 50 miles. I got to put these on my legs. Get those for Big
Rob. Wasn't P.J. Tucker in some kind of air?
He's in there.
Air cast thing?
It's just like, like a, all it is just a compression sleeve with like a water, cold
air?
Water that filtrates through it.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah,
let's get some of those. Get that spot. The show sponsored.
Yeah,
by
you
those.
Should have Help one for out. Your elbow.
My elbow's a mess. We'll talk about that off the air.
Meanwhile, I like the Gronk look.
If you've not tuned into the show on Twitch yet, what are you waiting for? Twitch.tv. Just follow WEEI. Watch the show every single day from 2 to 6 here on Twitch.tv. Search WEEI. We'll come back. We spent. What, 2 hours the yesterday show talking about Jason Tatum? I thought he responded. We'll talk about the Celtics superstar next year, Maloney, Fourier, and Mego.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.